Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf. She responds to Luyin Nishma Sam Yaakov Shalom Le'apas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvas Daf Chov Beis. The Gemara in the end of Mud Aleph says that when a woman says that she's Osur, she's a Eishes Ish, or she's a Nido, then you have a din of Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Deisur. She becomes Osur. And if she comes and changes her mind later, it doesn't help. Unless, says the Gemara, she has an Amaslo, she has an excuse. She has a good reason why she lied originally. The word brings an example. Someone says she said she's an Eishes Ish because people that tried to marry her are Anoshim She'enim Hugonim. Or people that are not proper for her. So she said she's Mekudeshes in order for these people to leave her alone. She had a good reason to say why she's Mekudeshes. But for no reason at all, Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Deisur. A Maslo helps as long as it's a good reason. Fascinating enough, the Ramon in Shuvah in Siman Beis connects this to the story we have in Chumash with Yitzchak Avinu. Because Yitzchok came to Avimelech and told Avimelech that Rivka, his wife, is his sister, Achoisi. And then Avimelech looks through the window and he sees Yitzchok being together with Rivka. They're having a relationship. So I asked the Ramah, how did Yitzchok do that? Once Yitzchok says that she's his sister, meaning that she's Osur on him, Rivka's Osur on Yitzchok, Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Deisura, he's making her Osur. So how can he now be with her? Answers the Ramah, because Yitzchak had a good amaslo. As Yitzchak tells Avimelech, when Avimelech asks him, why did he lie? Says Yitzchak, ki almighty pen almost a little. Because I said, I may die. So I have a good amaslo. I have a good excuse. I have a good reasoning why I'm saying achoisei. So that's why I can be with her, because I have a good amaslo. Adds the Ramah, that's the reason that Yitzchak did not say the same reasoning that Avraham Avinu said. But when he had the story with Avimelech, as it's brought down in Parshas Vayero, Avraham Avinu told Avimelech also Achoisi. Ask Avimelech to Avraham, why did you lie? So answers Avraham, it wasn't a lie. Gam omno Achoisi bas Avi achloi basimi. She is related to me. There is a relationship over here. She's not a mamash, my sister, but she's of close family. So Avraham Avinu excused his words. Why didn't Yitzchak say the same answer? Rivka was also related to Yitzchak. So says the Ramah, because he was different. When Yitzchak came to Avimelech, there Yitzchak told everybody, she's my sister, and he said clearly, this is my sister, with no other way to interpret it. Avraham Avinu said it in a way that you couldn't say that that's not mamash, my sister, it's something else. But by Yitzchak, he clearly said sister. And that's why you need to come to the excuse. The reason why he's able to say that, because he has a master. He has a reason for it, because he was afraid to die, and he doesn't come with any other reason, because clearly he said, she's my sister. And the Chasam Sofer, there in Pasha's told us, where he brings the Ramah and explains with that the dialogue between Yitzchak and Avimelech. Because Avimelech asked Yitzchak, why did you lie? So Yitzchak says, I was afraid they're going to kill me. So says Avimelech to Yitzchak, what did you do? Look what happened, you almost caused the king to be with your wife. Why did you lie? So what is Avimelech answering? Yitzchak just said, I had to lie because I was afraid to die. Says the Chasam Sofer that here the taina of Avimelech against Yitzchak was, why did you have to lie so much? You could have lied less. You could have just said, she's not my wife. Why have to say she's my sister? So says Yitzchak, and this is basically Chasam Sofer there, he brings the name of the Ramban, that when a person is under fear and he wants to lie, he sometimes exaggerates his lie to make it more believable. So Yitzchak says, yeah, I want to say she's not my wife, she's my sister. Says Avimelech, that's very nice for every other person. But here you're talking about the king. For the king, you don't have to exaggerate so much. You could just say that she's not your wife. You don't have to say sister, and then Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Deisur, you don't have to go so much. That's not good enough of an excuse, says Avimelech. Your maslo doesn't explain why you said she's your sister. You're explaining why you didn't say she's your wife. But to go and say she's your sister and make an iser, that you didn't explain. That's a dialogue here between Avimelech and Yitzchak. And just to end this, that in Sefer HaZoya, really, this whole story is different. Because when it says that Yitzchak said, he's now referring to Rivka. He was referring to the Shechina. As it says in the Pasuk, Emor lachochma achoisihi. Yitzchak was trying to connect to the Shechina that Sefer HaZoya brings to have the Gedusha of the Shechina when he's in this very bad place. And when it says that Avimelech saw through the window that Yitzchak was with Rivka, says Sefer HaZoya, when Yitzchak was shamash mitosa in the day, it wasn't really that he saw through the window. But he saw through his itzagniyos, he had these chachamim that were able to see things through the stars, through other things, were able to figure out that Yitzchak and Rivka are married. He wasn't actually seeing Yitzchak together with Rivka. So according to the way Sefer HaZoyah and the Mekubalim come and explain the ma'aseh of Yitzchak and Avimelech, then this question doesn't really begin. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava emails to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.